So what happened with this lady that she developed leptomeningeal disease? She had symptoms?
Oh my gosh, this was unexpected. This is somebody with lobular cancer, and so lobular cancer does have a slightly higher propensity to metastasize to the leptomeninges. But, you know, it's pretty uncommon to see leptomeningeal disease in someone who isn't heavily pretreated with prior chemotherapy. I mean, she's only had endocrine therapy and CDK4/6 inhibitors. And she developed headaches. She had a lot of sort of funny neurologic symptoms. And within a couple of weeks, it became clear to us that this needed further evaluation. I have to tell you that at first, I was not in a rush based on the characteristics of her headaches to start working it up. But lo and behold, she had very clear-cut leptomeningeal disease on MRI, which was confirmed with an LP. And, you know, at that point in time, she had never received any chemotherapy before. Capecitabine is a drug that does penetrate the CNS pretty well. And the radiotherapy options, in my mind, were not great because she really had diffuse changes, so it would have involved a lot of radiation. And so I elected to put her on capecitabine, and she's actually had a great response to it.
When you say she's had a great response, is that just clinically or imaging-wise?
So she's had repeat imaging, which has shown a small degree of improvement, but it's the symptomatic improvement that's most dramatic. Her headaches went away. She was having a lot of nausea. It went away. And she's really feeling fine. I actually went last night to a fashion show of vintage clothing that was put on as a fundraiser for metastatic breast cancer. And she modeled in the fashion show.
Wow. Wow. So she's had no radiation therapy, though.
She has not had radiation. Radiation, you know, if she develops a site that is particularly symptomatic, radiation will be the next approach.
And what are you thinking if you need, which I guess is not unlikely, another systemic therapy, particularly one with CNS activity, if possible? What would you be thinking about, or any experimental things you might be thinking about?
Yeah, you know, so most of the drugs we have in the context of a disrupted blood-brain barrier do get in to some degree. So I would potentially think about any agent. High up on the list would be something which does appear to penetrate the CNS. I've never been a big fan of using drugs like carboplatin in ER-positive disease, but carboplatin gets in. I think we're just going to have to see how it goes. There are very few trials, especially in the HER2-negative setting, for patients with leptomeningeal disease, so I'm not sure a trial will be an option.
Interesting.